Come on, knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been wanting to tell you all about what we're watching too.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Real Feels Podcast. I am your temporary host for this little mini episode with
temporary
my co-host.
Host Nathan Temporary.
Oh, yeah. No, we're permanent. we're co-founders, Drew.
We are co-founders. So
we built the damn
guys,
thing.
Hey, you know what?
This is a what are you watching? Kind of coming in place of a recording that was gonna happen, but it's fine. It's fine because
our boy Jack is doing the fatherly democracy duties.
Jack is being a good man, is what Jack is being. So Nathan and I are coming in to
stand
out to the fray right now. And we're bringing you kind of a different what are you watching. It's not so much what we've been currently watching, but things that we have already watched, like, ad nauseum, obviously. Because this is our top three desert island TV show picks.
There's going to be a lot of cuts. Appointment. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be tuning out saying, man, you picked that over this? Fuck
it's
you,
only
Nathan.
It's top
Fuck
three.
You.
There has to be some disappointments. And now there's going to be even more disappointments in addition to the top three. Because, Nathan, we have contingencies. We have guidelines that we must follow. Rules, if you were, for this spectacle of a show. One, it can only be a single series. It cannot be, as I would do in totally a cheating and I would be okay with it manner, of saying Star Trek. Because I would be covered for life. So it has to be...
Wreck yourself.
It has to be like a single series within that franchise. And also, said franchise cannot go over 10 seasons.
Which I think is respectful.
That's fair.
I think that it limits the longevity aspect of like being on the desert island and going, well, I pick CSI Vancouver, which is probably 400 seasons, Drew, and I'm sure you've watched all of them. So, yeah, not going to happen. Midsummer Murder, ba-boom, goodbye. That's gone.
I can't choose Sesame Street because it's still going on.
Is that the longest running show?
No, it can't be. It might be. I don't know. I know it's still going.
Simpsons.
I know that there are still some soap operas that are going on still.
That's true.
Like, I think Days of Our Lives is still happening, but I don't think Days of Our Lives is the longest running soap opera. I want to say it's General Hospital.
Damn.
General Hospital has something like, is it 15,000 episodes?
Woof.
Now I have to Google this.
But
General Hospital. Yes, 15,400.
Hey, good job, episodes. General Hospital. Way to pull it in. So another rule that we have, no broad spectrum series, limited to 10 per show. So 10 seasons, can't go over. What is anything else that we have that we are guidelining?
I think that's all we agreed upon.
Well, I think that's... You know, really, that's really what's needed to kind of keep. And if tell you what, I don't want to do that. I don't want to have our picks and then someone jumps in last minute and goes, no, that doesn't fucking count. Okay, but
actually,
yeah. And we'll hopefully get a touche line call from Jack roasting our picks, saying, "Are you fucking kidding me?" But yeah, let's jump into it. Do you want to kick it off with your first pick of your top three?
I will 100% start it off. Here's the thing. I got to go with one that I think is going to be a possibility of the immediate potential of a crossover for you and I, Nathan. I got to go with drama. I got to go with comedy. I got to go with the random musical episode.
Oh!
I have to go with Scrubbies. Scrubs is hands down one of my top five television programs of all time. It hits you on every emotional level. It makes you laugh. It makes you cry. It makes you love. It makes you kind of scared for a couple of moments. And it's so endearing and real. And not only is the casting is fabulous for the main actors, but you have such great little cameos from other actors that come into the come onto the show as guest spots and whatnot. And the writing is just good.
It is.
It's just so good.
Man, the solid pick. It is not a crossover because it is in my wheelhouse of the show.
Okay.
I know exactly what you're going with on that kind of like, you can put it on. You don't even have to. You could be working on the desert island. You could be building the hunting the fire. But you've got Scrubs just on, and you just might randomly say, Eagle. And it works. It works. It's that background perfect show. like Reno 911, Brooklyn 99, a lot of Parks and Recs, that kind of show. So I think that that is a very solid pick. As I would call it, a shallow or like, you know, like kind of the low end where it's just that background kind of show. There was a lot of competition on this one. Initially, I was going to go The Office. Like that's kind of like, I mean, it hits a lot of notes. However, I am starting to trend more when I pick up a show that I just kind of want in the background, that when I do watch it, I get more out of it than just like, oh, that was a good episode. That was funny. Ha ha. Community.
Okay. Gotcha.
Is going to be my pick of just like both background and some of the episodes are so, so well done. Not all of them. They are not all golden, but at the same time, neither is The Office.
Golden, yeah.
The Office has plenty of episodes that I'm just like, meh, skip. Or I just, I'll watch it and go, oh yeah, like I really didn't like this whole arc that they did with Pam and Jim struggling. It just, there's parts to The Office that I just kind of discard. But Community delivers on a very weird level that I was not expecting. When I first picked it up, I thoroughly enjoyed it and kept kind of like checking myself to see, is there another season? Oh, okay, cool. There's three more seasons left. Okay. Oh, no?
I have never watched past season two.
What the? Season two is when it starts getting juicy, baby. Like, that's Harmon hitting his fucking stride.
Do you know where I was really happy with, like, season two? It was just, like, the D&D episode, which, unfortunately, now is not even on streaming anymore. You can only get it if you buy it. Because people think it was racially insensitive.
I mean, having an Asian person with blackface.
It wasn't even blackface.
But it was
it was not blackface. He was dressed up as a drow.
Yeah.
It's not even blackface. People calling it
mythical
blackface. That's
race.
That is so asinine. That people called it blackface. That's absurd.
Yeah. But Community on a different levels. And that is going to be my first pick going into this this competition.
Now, a show that I know you can't agree with me because you haven't watched it.
That's going to be, everyone get your bingo cards out because Uncle Drew is going to either pick Deep Space Nine, Voyager, Enterprise, Enterprise B, Enterprise C, Enterprise D. Now, go for it. Drew.
There's so many different iterations of Star Trek, and you're right. It is Star Trek. But there's one series that I think kind of like laid the groundwork, and by groundwork I mean not like the platform. It didn't birth it. So I'm not going original series. That's only three seasons. We have to go Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the Starship Enterprise with Star Trek Next Generations, because so much came from this. We have different engagement with the Romulans. We have different engagements with the Klingons. We get so much more deeper lore with the Romulans and the Klingons. You have backstabbing. You have different creatures that turn into tar pit monsters that want to kill important characters. We have the introduction of the Borg with Next Generation. and we have the first iteration of Q. I don't know. You have so many good episodes. Now, Jack, I think Jack will stand with me on all those points, but I know Jack himself would probably, I'm going to say I'm 90-95% sure on this, Jack would pick Deep Space Nine. I know that's his favorite of all the Star Treks. And he's right to pick it. It's a fantastic series. The more that I've watched it, the more I've come to agree with Jack that it is, it used to not be my favorite, but the more that I've watched Deep Space Nine, I've come to more appreciate it. But Next Generation is where I'm going. You have such great characters. You watch them grow, and I just love it. Voyager will always be my favorite, but I don't want it on a desert island.
And I have very little to comment on because, again, I have not watched it. But it makes sense because that is maybe not the OG cast, but it is kind of OG to us. I mean, that's
right.
The majority of movies that I watched, that was kind of the Star Trek that I was like, ah, I kind of like this Star Trek better than the William Shatner and, you know, Scotty and Chekhov. And they have their place, which is, I think, why I liked, was it Next Generations? Bridging the gap between the two and having William Shatner, a beautiful day. And, oh, him and Jean-Luc Picard just in the same movie. Very thin plot line, but fucking love it.
Did Shatner die on a bridge?
My God, was anybody in here? Ah, yes. So, I respect the decision. Good pick. My second pick, and probably, I think, my heaviest hitter, is going to be a show that I believe is the most perfect show from front to back, bookend to bookend, has a great start, hooked me from the beginning. Each season built more and more. Season 5 maybe didn't build beyond. Season 4 was probably the pinnacle. But it's unlike Game of Thrones, which would have been an absolute fucking shoo-in. Like, this was their game to lose, Drew. I would have picked Game of Thrones as all three of my shows just for shits and giggles because it was that great. And then they shit the bed. But this is not the pick. The pick is Breaking Bad, an absolutely banger of a show that I believe firmly supplants itself in probably the number one spot of my like top shows ever. I've watched it all the way through twice, so no replay that I've done on a show. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, The Office or even a future pick of Nathan's, spoiler alert, which is the most that he's ever watched of a show. But it's also a limited series, so it doesn't count as much. But Breaking Bad hits some of the absolute wonderful moments of a show that when I look back on it, I have nothing but fond memories. I don't really look back on anything of Breaking Bad and go, oh, that was pretty garbage. Or like Game of Thrones, like, I really don't care about this entire season. Like, I could, like, this sucked, and I wish that they didn't even film it. Like, that's how bad Game of Thrones is on those couple episodes. Breaking Bad sticks the landing. Hell, they even made a movie. Like,
sure,
which is what it is. But it's not horrible, and it has, again, just some amazing villains, great hero arcs that kind of ebb and flow throughout the show, and yeah, Breaking Bad really hit it home for me. So that's my number two. Back to you, Drew.
I wish I had watched more.
Get the fuck out of here, Drew. Are you kidding me?
I have seen, and this is where people might get angry with me. I never got back around to watching it. I watched the pilot, and then I watched the episode where he's out in the desert and he does the whole like, say my name. Why would you want to get rid of original hope? Like, I've seen the pilot in that episode. That's all I've seen. And I wanted to get back into it. And then I was driving to work one day and I turned on the radio And apparently I turned it on just like half a second too late, where they're all like, okay, guys, if you haven't seen Breaking Bad, spoilers ahead. And then,
damn it,
they spoiled the ending of Breaking Bad on the radio. And it ruined.
But it has such great actors in it. Bob Odenkirk is in it, which he then does a great, great spinoff, which part of me doesn't even want to call it a spinoff. It's that good where I'm just like, yes, this is, I mean, it's still a spinoff, but a well done spinoff. So yeah, that's number two. Back to you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, you know, if we are going to go with kind of a wild card for me, and I think it's going to be probably a little bit shocking for some folks, but I'm not picking my love of all time. I'm not going to go with the Golden Girls. And I think that might, people who know me, that might get me some hate. But I'm going to go with something that I think is really still funny. It's still topical. And it's almost just kind of just slightly absurd. I gotta go with Seinfeld.
Ooh, Seinfeld was a dark horse pick for me because I was going to pick it because it is. It's good. I'm sorry.
Because it's also just so random. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's a show about nothing.
It's not straight. It's a show about nothing. It's not straight comedy. It is comedy, but also you kind of sit there and kind of question it. And also, I think, here's the thing. My real contingency of not picking Golden Girls is because I know it so fucking well. I would just sit. I mean, you're on a desert island, so you're already going to talk to yourself. But now I'm going to talk to myself in character. Like,
yeah.
This would not be a good choice.
You would definitely have four, like, three rocks painted. And you'd be like, Dorothy, you would be just quoting episodes.
The one coconut floating out in the water. Rose, get back here.
Yes.
No, I will not have a good day. Okay. But yeah, Seinfeld. I think that would just be kind of funny, kind of hilarious. And I don't know. It's just quotable enough.
Yeah,
but I think it'd be a good watch through again.
There we go. All right. Yeah. So for my third and final, I'm going with the limited series, the show that I have watched more in existence. I have watched it, I believe, a total of 20 plus times. Thankfully, it is a limited series,
wow.
So it is not a you know, I don't have to watch season after season after season. It is a nice, short, condensed can of deliciousness. It is the most creme de la creme show that I can think of. It's Band of Brothers. Not only does it have, like, episodes that I think are probably, like, top-tier television show direction, published. It's amazing. It also has episodes that make me
That's a good pick.
A baby. Drew, I cry. I can't help it when I get the find the concentration camps. It is so well. It but boom hits the feels. Hit, pop pop pop. It is
no. That's a good. That's a
and
solid.
I can,
solid.
Again,
pick.
I've watched it many a time, so I'm good with all that it brings to the table. There's nothing that it's going to, I'm going to get tired of because I've watched it plenty of times and I quote, but don't quote in jest. It's more of just fun, good watching, entertainment, and good resolution. So Band of Brothers was my kind of easy circle around last pick to kind of round it out. But Drew, a bonus question before we wrap up. If you could pick one actor from any of your shows to sit, come to the desert island with you, and you're going to stop building the shelter, you're going to stop with the fire, Survivor's going to actually fly in some food, some peanut butter and jellies, some popcorn. You're going to sit and watch an episode, and they're going to comment and commentate on that episode with you. Who would you pick? And what if you want to go what episode? Even deeper.
I don't know if I could, go with what episode, but I think I could pick maybe a few. Okay, so I think I want to go with Brent Spiner, who played Lieutenant Commander Data.
Okay.
On Star Trek Enterprise, and does it have to be from the? It has to be from the shows that we picked. Okay, so yeah, Brent Spiner, Lieutenant Commander Data. He does not have to come as Lieutenant Commander Data, obviously. But yeah, sitting and watching, I would actually like his perspective on Scrubs as well. I think that would be kind of fun. Now, if we were watching certain episodes of Star Trek Enterprise, the one where there's Hugh, I think would be a great perspective on his, where the episode where Data basically like makes his daughter, and just kind of like what was the character development and the insight for himself, like how and what was Data thinking at this point, like how he has to actually shut off his daughter, and it. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of different things.
There we go. That's a good pick. That's Brent Spiner?
Brent Spiner, yeah.
There it is. He was also a nice little appearance in Independence Day. That's kind of my...
The doctor from Independence Day, yeah.
I love it. Didn't really love his reprise role in Independence Day.
Because you thought he was dead.
And they just kind of like, I mean, the whole thing was goofy. I felt like the whole movie was not, it didn't land for me,
sure.
But yeah, sure. All right. Ooh, my pick. It's going to be a cast from Band of Brothers. Not Band of Brothers. Sorry. Nope. Scratch that. It's going to be from Breaking Bad. Giancarlo Esposito, the villain in season 4.
Okay.
He plays Gus. And that would be, oh my gosh, an absolute, I mean, I'd want to ask him a million questions about all the things that he's done, but I will keep it to just that episode of Face Off, season 4, episode 13, one of my favorites, the absolute riveting kind of moments of the show.
Sure.
And just so good. You're like, yeah, uh-huh, totally. Haven't watched season 4, Nathan. Like I already fucking told you. But yeah. Anyways, you should pick it back up.
I know.
You don't have to, but I'm saying it's worth it. If you're dropping 40 seasons of Midsommar, you can maybe give 5 seasons of Breaking Bad.
I think there's only 26 seasons of Midsommar.
Oh, only 26.
And I'm
they're like an hour and 30 minutes an episode.
But it's also British and there's only like 10 episodes. And I'm only on season 13.
Spoiler alert, it's always the guest appearance that's the... No. I just solved half the murders.
Half of them. Oh my gosh. You know...
Well, this has been good.
This is, I almost thought you were all like, I'm going to have David Schwimmer come on, and I'm going to ask him, did everyone hate you?
What is the goddamn problem, Captain
Why
Sobel?
Did everyone hate you? Do you know that everyone hated you?
Is that 2 shows that everyone hated you? I like Schwimmer.
I was never a Friends fan.
I wasn't like the Die Hard, but I mean, it's kind of like the Beatles. I respect it. I'll listen to it. I'll watch, you know, like, yeah, but it is not my love.
No, it's not my love. There's certain episodes that I have watched, like the whole where he's walking through the crowd. He's like, I'm the teacher. Or the couch, which is the classic pivot.
Yeah.
You know, from Friends, we have the Moist Maker.
Ugh. Plenty of iconic. It's certain people's Seinfeld, which I deeply respect because I think Seinfeld is grade A. So I think that for others. Absolutely.
For me, while Friends was happening and I was not watching it, I was more of a Frasier guy.
Okay.
You're like, yeah, okay, I can see that.
And on that note, Drew...
that explains a lot.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. All four of you, we really appreciate everything that you do. Drew, quick, how do they get a hold of us and ask for a certain episode? You've been watching kind of mini episodes. Any request, fire away.
Guys, you can always hit us up on Facebook and Instagram. Search for The Real Feels Podcast. You can go over to Twitter. We are at Real Feels Pod. You can always send us an email at realfeelspodcast@gmail.com. But guys, if you want to call the Tooch line, please call the Tooch line. We are at 661-376-0030. You can call us up. Leave us your top three Desert Island TV show picks. You can suggest some movies that we watch. Maybe suggest some TV shows that we did not put on our list that we without a doubt should have. Maybe we find some buried in the sand.
You know,
maybe those are your
suggestions. Keep to the rules. Don't be coming out of the woodworks and saying that we should be watching ER, because that shit's too long. And only ER Drew's watched ER all the way through.
Hey, I was raised on ER.
So was I.
My mother loved it growing up.
I watched so Ewan McGregor was in an episode, and like I didn't know who he was, and I randomly watched this episode and was like, that actor is really good, and he's just a supporting character. Like, he's just a one-off character, but like, wow. And like, he's like robbing a convenience store, but he accidentally shoots somebody, and yeah. ER's got a weird spot and everything. Anyways, we are done. That is it, folks. Tune in next time. Until then, you are the realest
and the fearless.
Ba-boom. See you next time.